talk isn't probably going to fit the mode of the rest of them during this session, because I won't really be talking about nitrogen nutrition. I'm going to more, when I talk about this resilience of corn grain yield, be more talking about the crop physiology and some of the stresses that occur and when they occur. And of course, one of the major stresses can be nitrogen fertilizer deficiencies. But the corn plant is such a marvelous plant when we start it anyhow. When we take that little kernel of seed and put it in the ground, it starts with the potential to produce over 13,000 kernels. And this potential comes from the fact that it has the ability to set on up to 10 ear shoots. Each ear shoot has the ability to have 18 to 22 rows on each ear. These two things, of course, are the max number of ear shoots and rows is set genetically. And then we can have over 60 kernels down each row. And you look at our population we're growing at nowadays and just figure that all out, and we should be able to produce. We come in with the potential to produce over 5,000 bushel of corn per acre from that little corn seed. Of course, we aren't at the point where we can do that. Our harvest ratio hasn't changed on corn since 1930, so each increment of grain, we almost need an equal increment of stover until we can develop a corn stock that we can grow to be weigh 4 kilograms or so. We aren't going to be able to use all this potential that we actually start out with. But with corn, we're actually starting with potential, and then it's being reduced as we go through the year. We aren't doing management practices that are adding potential. Some of the factors that are responsible for these reductions in yield, there's a bunch of them listed here. And it usually just isn't one. It's usually a combination of them that drops our yield potential down. We wanted to look at, this is the grain yield from our farmer's field out at our Mesa site out at Shelton, Nebraska. And this 40 acres, he's using the best management practices on that field, trying to achieve the highest yields he can. And his practices, we hope we've encouraged him to change them over the years to improve them. And then he's applied these. You can see on here our yield, there's almost a factor of 2x on there from the best to the worst. The two poor years, if you remember, were back in what occurred in 1993, that was the flood year in the Midwest. The reduced yields were more a function of too much water stress. 1994, that was the green snap year, and of course this field was in 34-17, so we lost a lot of our population with green snap that year. But also, as you see, his yields have been progressively going up. We would hope that would be some due to the management practices we're passing on to him. But I would suspect most of it comes from over this 15-year or 16-year period, his planting has gone up about 15%. He plants 15% more seeds per acre than he used to. And that's probably where he's getting most of his yield boost from. Well, when we talk to corn agronomists, they tell us there's really six critical growth stages that really determine what our if we're going to be able to maintain our yield potentials or not. The first one comes in at the V3 growth stage, and there we're looking at developing the root system and the number of ear shoots are originated. Now, as far as it comes to the number of ear shoots, we really don't need to start out with all 10. So if we drop back down a few, it doesn't make much difference. It really doesn't affect us, because in the final end, we're usually only going to develop one ear, maybe in some cases two. But probably the most important thing here is getting a good root establishment, because a good roots will help us avoiding stresses later in the season. What we often find at this time of year is that our soils are too cold, too dry, or too compacted. The second critical growth stage is from V4 to V5, and that's when the number of kernel rows on a year is established. And typically we see that number drop from our maximum of 2022, and we are usually go down to 14. Sometimes we can do as well as 16, but we usually see that drop off. So that really is our first big potential drop in grain yield. We're losing 25 to 35% of our yield potential right there. And there are things for us that we can do maybe to hopefully keep that up. This is just some pictures. Sorry for the little bit of overexposure there. That white, those are still real good kernels. It just I've got too much light on it. But on your left there, those 2 ears came from a field that was planted very late this year for a number of reasons. The farmer did not get that field planted until the 10th of June. So when it came to this V4, V5 growth stage in there, he had excellent growing conditions. It was nice for the corn plant. So that corn plant maintained that row number. So all his field had 18 to 20 kernels per row on his ear. And he probably had the top yields around this year. It normally isn't going to work out quite that lucky for him. We had a very late fall this year. We didn't have our first killing frost until a week ago. So he's going to luck out and probably have the top yields in the county just because he planted so late this year. The more typical, the ear in the middle, or actually all three on the right, came from a field that was adjacent to this one that was planted in April. That the majority of the ears in that field will have 16 rows. The two on the right, however, they came from one row on his planter. He had trouble with his starter fertilizer application, and he didn't get down what he wanted. And the majority of those ears in that row throughout the field are have 14 rows, and a number of them in there even dropped down to 12. Now it's very hard for that corn plant to recover yield or maintain yield potential with dropping that many rows off. But you can tell by the length of the ears that those ears are a little longer. The plant did try to recoup some of reduced potential in row number by keeping a longer ear length. This is just another look at those same ears broken in half. The next critical growth stage is around the V6 stage. And this is when the primary root system is developed, our crown roots. And these are the roots that the corn plant is going to get the majority of its nutrients and water using these for the rest of the season. And we often take this for granted. We probably have been telling our producers the wrong thing in Nebraska, especially the irrigated ones, that a little bit of stress at this time probably helps, that it drives roots down and makes the plant more successful later on by forcing those roots deeper. Well, actually, the two biggest things that it will inhibit crown root development are dry soil and soil compaction. So this is probably one time when we should be telling them to keep that top 5 or 6 inches wet. This is just one thing we noticed a lot this year was this undulating stands, and that really comes from getting out there planting when it was too wet, wheel compaction, and of course it's easy to tell, reduced biomass just results in reduced yield. The next critical growth stage comes at V12 to V14, and this is really where the ear length is determined, how long the ear is going to be. And this is just the pictures of ears from kind of typical ears from five different fields. They were all planted at different times, came under different stresses at different times. And here's just a comparison. If we're talking about ear length, we have nothing on the old open pollinated varieties. This variety was grown by Keith Gluin this year. It's a long fellow from about 100 years ago. And the thing then, they probably were selecting on cob attributes. They probably like those long cobs to use in their cook stoves and in their outhouses. One thing that we probably really don't think of as stress during this period is if we grow or mature too fast during a V10 to V15 growth stage, the plant just doesn't have enough time to build the infrastructure it'll need later on for higher yields. And this has been documented in literature, and it probably also happened on our site in 1999. We had during vegetative growth, it wasn't our top temperatures weren't any higher than the 2004 temperatures, which was our best year out there. It was that our low temperatures never dropped down. Very little difference from daytime temperatures to nighttime temperatures. We really accumulated a lot of growing degree days. Those crops in 99 reached VT 7 days before they did in 2004. So that 7 days reduced growing time, it matured too fast, just didn't let the crop develop the ear as long as it should and initiate the silks it needed to have a higher yield. The next critical stage is in V14-15. And here we've got our maximum number of kernels that plant can possibly have because we've already set the row number, we set the ear length. Now we have to initiate the silks so that our kernels can be fertilized and can develop. This is a picture of an ear that the top of the ear, silks never developed on that, so they don't have a chance of making any kernels. Two things can happen. This can be from too warm of temperatures or stress during that time. Silks always develop from the base of the ear to the tip. We didn't get them to develop. You can get the same type of ear though showing up at anthesis. Again, if you have stress, then the silks come out from the base to the tip first. And if you have a delayed silking, and your pollen shed may be over with before your tip silks make it out. So there's nothing there to pollinate them when they do come out. And then we have the final big stress at VT to R1 at anthesis. And this is really just making sure fertilization of the kernels happen and then, of course, the initial kernel development. And here's an ear. It has been fertilized clear to the tip, but then for some reasons there were stresses in there and the plant decided it needed to abort those top ones. It wasn't going to be able to fill those. So we have a yield reduction from later stresses during that time. Now one thing literature has pointed out that if you have stress during that anthesis period, you typically lose anywhere from 3 to 8% yield every day for the day you either have heat or water stress during that time frame. And this pretty much matches what we saw in 1995 on that field. We had almost identical growing the degree accumulation and weather as 2004. But in that during anthesis, we had 5 days of extremely high temperatures, and it knocked our yield back about 25%, and that would fall right in about the middle of those numbers that literature says we should expect our reduction. Also, if the crop matures too fast during grain fill, we just don't have time to develop or to move all those goodies over to the ear. So a lot of times the kernels will be smaller and we may not get those tips filled just because the crop matures too fast. So as we look at this environment overall, environment has the greatest impact of all. As far as management, we need to have our correct inputs. We have to get them in there at the right time to maximize potential and to try to overcome anything that Mother Nature may hand us. But again, we're working at trying to maintain yield in this case, rather than trying to add it. So that's kind of how the corn system works And with that, I thank you all for listening. And if we have time for questions, I'll be happy to take any. I couldn't tell you if they've been in, I'm not up on models or if they have or not. I mean, all of it's been reported in literature. I mean, it isn't anything that isn't out there. So they're pretty much, as far as I found, I didn't find anything that disagreed with any of this. It's pretty much standard.
Thank you.